In the meantime, we're going to talk food for a little bit of a while and start with some restaurant news before we do a tasting of some of the wonderful desserts on offer at the new Asian cake and coffee bar, I guess we can call it, Cafe Chiffon, which has opened in Greenpoint just down the road from our studios. Before we get to that, though, Tessa Purton is on the line, head of content for eatout.co.za, which, as you know, is this country's biggest restaurant review platform. And Tessa, lovely to have you with us again, and especially when you bear such good news about an old city favorite that is coming back again in a new location. Welcome.
Hi, Tessa. It's great to be back.
Yeah, so nice to have you with us. Tessa, Beluga arrived in Cape Town at about the same time I did in 1999. It opened up in the Foundry to great fanfare. At the time, the decor was very edgy and stylish, that sort of hard brick, almost industrial feel, very much a sort of a New York loft style experience, and then wonderful food. We used to go there often for sushi in the days before we had kids and when we still had disposable income. Tessa, but it closed during COVID. It was one of many victims of the lockdowns and the restaurant closures. How wonderful to hear that they're about to reopen next month.
Yes, Papa, I really was so thrilled when I heard this news on Friday. It's kind of, you know, Beluga was a Cape Town institution before it closed. And I remember it was very popular for its everyday sushi specials between 12 and 6 p.m. I remember racing off there, you know, just to get there in time to enjoy the specials. They had great cocktails, dim sum. And they're reopening in mid-September at the DNA cruise ship terminal. So that is in the same space where Maker's Landing is, if your listeners know where that is. So it's right on the water. I really think that this venue is going to be a magnificent space for the restaurant. And the Beluga team says that, you know, the new location promises all the old favorites, but with a few exciting new additions. So guests can look forward to enjoying, obviously, views of the Cape Town Harbour. There'll be a new whiskey bar, a wine tasting section, a big sushi conveyor belt, and then a private dining area that you'll be able to book for an event.
Lovely.
I'm really excited to see this new space, and obviously to have their sesame crusted tuna once again. That is one of my favorites on the menu.
The blue plate special, I think, is the one I used to order. I hope they're bringing it back again. Tessa, if I remember correctly, you used to get jelly beans at the end of your meal. Do you know by any chance whether they're going to reintroduce that little tradition?
I actually don't know for sure, but I really hope they do. That was quite a nice treat at the end of every meal, was their jelly beans in place of mint.
Yeah, move over the chewy, stale peppermint and give us jelly beans. We want them now. Okay. Well, that's good news indeed. Thanks for tipping us off. So Beluga will be reopening in mid-September at that new venue at the V&A Cruise Terminal. We will remind you a little closer to the time to go and check it out, and maybe we can get them into studio to talk about the new offering as well. In the meantime, Tessa, I want to point our listeners to a great article you've got up on your website, offering some suggestions for those who like their food with a side order of great music, particularly blues and jazz. Dinner dancing never seems to go completely out of fashion. And I say that as somebody who used to work in a supper club where it was our most popular event on a Friday night to have a live band playing and a dance floor that you could dance on in between your courses. That particular recipe was replicated at Pigalle next door to us here, which remains a very popular destination for dinner dancing. But what else would you recommend for those who want to take a step out on the dance floor in between courses?
Yeah, Pippa. I mean, I think there's something really quite special about listening to live music. And when you pair it with food and drinks, you know, it can certainly lift your spirits. So something that's quite new is the Blue Room in Bree Street. That's owned by the Grub and Vine team.
Yeah.
And you can find it on the ground floor at number 103 Bree Street. They do cocktails and tapas as well as live jazz and blues from 8 p.m. to 10:30 Monday to Saturday. There's a 200 rand entry fee, and then the music lineup is usually updated on their website. They also serve mimosas on their Saturday brunch time live set, so that's something to look forward to. The Winchester Mansions in Cape Town, I mean in Seapoint, sorry, is one of those sort of old-time Sunday brunch spots. The courtyard is beautiful to sit in, and I know that they are bringing back their jazz brunches on the last Sunday of every month from summer, so that'll be, I think, from October.
Okay.
Art and Archery, there's Utopia Cafe, and Lounge, which they host some jazz musicians from Friday to Saturday. They also have a boom boom room where things get kicked up a notch late in the evening. And yeah, they host also have a few food specials, including pizzas, ribs, chips. And where else? Oh, Clear Street House and Gardens. This is a great spot to hang out. They've got a stunning garden out in the front, which is perfect for summer days. And then they also have a beautiful, cozy fireplace inside, which is nice for these chilly winter days. So that is a great spot to go to on Sunday afternoons. That's when their jazz is currently playing. And then, as you mentioned, Pigalle.
Yeah.
If you're keen for a nice Portuguese-style meal, yeah, Barristers in Newlands, also a favorite for pub food, but they also do live music every second Friday and most Sundays. So there's quite a fair list of spots to go if you really want to get your foot tapping.
Tessa Purden, thanks for the suggestions and for those details and more venues where you can have live music with your food. Please check out the article on the Eat Out website. Tessa Purden is their head of content. Eatout.co.za is the place to look. And Tessa, we'll chat again next week, Monday.